My dear brothers and sisters, I have been speaking in recent weeks about medieval theology and would now like to turn my attention to how the Christian faith of the Middle Ages inspired some of the greatest works of art of all time, the cathedrals of Europe. Romanesque cathedrals are distinctive for their size and for introducing to churches beautiful sculpture, including the image of Christ as the universal church and the gate of heaven. By entering through him, as it were, the faithful enter space and even a time different from everyday life, somewhere they can anticipate eternal life through their participation in the liturgy. Gradually, Gothic architecture replaced the Romanesque, adding heat and luminosity to the previous style. The Gothic cathedral translates the aspirations of the soul into architectural lines and is a synthesis between faith, art, and beauty, which still raises our hearts and minds to God today. When faith encounters art, in particular in the liturgy, a profound synthesis is created, making visible the invisible. And the two great architectural styles of the Middle Ages demonstrate how beauty is a powerful means to draw us closer to the mystery of God. May the Lord help us to rediscover that way of beauty, surely one of the best ways to know and to love Almighty God. I am pleased to greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, especially the board members of the World Union of Catholic Women's Organizations. Upon you all, I cordially invoke God's abundant blessings.